Cinema Sons bringing our guest, the legendary Mr. Jimmy Carr.
Woo! One man traffic. Slightly worse than no one.
You didn't hear that. You weren't wearing headphones.
Oh, yeah, do you want to hear intro again? Oh, yeah. Loving that. Thank you very much.
I'll do it. It's like the Royal Variety. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jimmy Carr.
Right, thanks very much. Good. Excellent. We move on. Marvellous.
Good.
Nice.
20 past 8.
Is that all we're doing?
Let's say goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Jimmy Carr picking up his first award of the evening. Very funny man indeed. Nice hair.
That's what they do at the Comedy Awards, don't they?
Yeah, they had the little kind of intro as you walk in. Okay.
But you don't, if you're there at the Comedy Awards...
You can't hear the intro.
No.
You can't hear the voiceover.
Jimmy Carr there. Look at him.
So I went home and watched the Comedy Awards.
Did you?
Yeah, I went home and watched a little
Hang
bit.
Hang on, did you tape it and then... You won an award. You went home and you watched you win.
What happened was, I won an award and then I had a gig.
So did you?
Yeah, I had a gig last night after the thing.
What time you won?
I was like 11 o'clock or something. I was doing some party.
So corporate?
Yeah. So did the awards, got my award, and then I didn't know who'd won the next two awards, so I went home and watched it.
Did you watch yourself?
I forwarded through myself and went...
No, did you watch yourself?
No, I watched I forwarded through.
Right.
And went, oh my God, I do look like a James Bond baddie. Because I was wearing this kind of high-collar jacket, and I just looked like I was going to bleed out of my eye.
Mm. Are you not comfortable with your appearance?
I'm fairly comfortable with it. It's all right, but it's not great, is it? Let's face facts.
It's all relative, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, point taken. Mm. Yeah, fine.
I think you look very smart.
Thanks very much.
Even this morning. So we just
are
had
you
a
flirting with me, Chris.
No, seriously.
This is with all the guests. You want to see him with Walliams?
Oh, please,
telling you, it's uncomfortable.
They were there last night. They won an award. It's great.
David Walliams, he's an odd man, isn't he?
He's not odd at all.
He is.
Very odd.
We think he's strange.
He's very odd.
I think he's awoken something deep within you and you're not comfortable with that.
No,
he's not odd.
I tell you, seriously.
There's something odd in you, isn't there?
When he walks through these doors,
he wants something odd in you, don't you? Yeah, of course he does. Yeah.
I mean, you can't blame the man. He's only human.
Yeah.
But still, it's not right. Jimmy, says somebody on the text, what's the song played before you come on stage when all the lights are flashing?
There's a song by Louis XIV called Finding Out True Love is Blind, which is one of my favourite records of all time. Louis XIV, quite an obscure kind of band from the southern states of America. Wow. Very, very hard rock track called Finding Out True Love is Blind.
I would have thought you were a rock man.
Oh, I love a bit of rock. Weirdly as well, though, sort of after the lights flash and things, I actually walk out to into club. I used to walk out to Gold Digger just so I could do Heather Mills jokes. Purely so. I know that's an inappropriate song, but, you know, she's it's over between them. She's gone back to the house to collect her clothes and shoe.
Oh, Jimmy.
What? What's the matter with that?
I do not feel sorry for
no.
Heather Mills McCartney.
No.
I sort of, I don't know. I don't really. I don't. I sort of think Paul McCartney, national treasure. I think if you're going to have a divorce, just, do you know what? Keep it on the down low. Settle out of court, love. There
really?
You go. Bit of dignity.
I think she's always come over as a bit of a nasty piece of work.
I've never met her, so did she seem nice when you met her?
She seemed very nice.
It's weird the way the papers kind of, because we read the tabs every day and you kind of get an impression of someone and I'm going on that impression. I don't like that impression I've
you
got,
can't believe,
but maybe she's great.
You can't believe what they say though in the papers, can
well,
you? Can,
yeah, you can.
Rachel, that's a balance set.
Yeah, you can. Let's be honest, you can actually believe what they put in the papers.
A lot of it is the news.
Yeah.
Do you remember how you do the news?
No, I don't do the news. But yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I'll shut up.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Oh, sorry, I feel like I've told you off now. That's fine.
That's
you're
all right.
Perfectly good. Entitled to your opinion.
Keep going.
Where did you put your award?
I got the award. Mm. I had the award for about 20 seconds. I thought Sean Ryder was going to nick it off me. He presented the award. I was chuffed a bit.
Did he?
Yeah, that's the icing on the cake. Sean William Ryder.
Did he get your name right?
No, he went Jim Carr. Gag reflex. Couldn't read the word reflex.
He's had
a lot of pop in his
he called
time.
Chris yeah, Dave Pearson Ibiza once.
Yeah, he
got
did.
Mistaken.
That's near enough.
In a he
introduced
nightclub.
Me to some woman. Have you met Dave Pearce? I said, I'm not Dave Pearce, I'm Chris Moyles.
Yeah, but have you met Dave Pearce? It's still a valid question.
Well, I suppose so. He was at the party last night.
He was pretty cool, but they took the award away straight away to get it engraved.
Have you won one before? Have you got a comedy award before?
No, no, this is my first comedy award. I haven't won anything. I'm literally chuffed to bits.
Have you not won a Perriera?
I got a Perrier nomination. I never won the Perrier. Oh.
Do you get anything for that?
You get a little trophy, little Perrier thing. Yeah, that's, you know, it's in the downstairs loo.
That's nice.
Where else would you put it?
Do you know what? Actually, my awards are in the toilet.
Of course, yeah. Because you don't want to have them on the mantelpiece, but you want everyone to see them.
Oh,
everyone
no.
has a pee.
You have got them on
I've
got to
be honest, on the mantelpiece as well. I've got that many.
You've got a mantelpiece in the downstairs loo.
Brilliant. I've got a shelf in the. And by the way, I've only got a downstairs. I don't have an upstairs.
You don't have an upstairs?
No.
You live in a bungalow?
I've got a flat.
It's like an old person.
It's not like that.
It's a like flat.
Are you in sheltered
housing?
Accommodation?
No.
You are?
I'm not.
Is there a warden?
Although the bloke next door is Housing Association, he's got two floors and he's a location scout. I don't know how that works. Anyway, don't get me started on that.
I didn't.
Fine. yeah, I've got my awards. So when you sit on the toilet...
No, they're you behind you.
You can see... No, you see them in front of you. So when you're sitting having a poo in my house, which you're more than welcome, you can see my awards.
Thanks very much. That's such a kind offer. Often you go on radio shows, they don't even mention whether you could defecate in their house.
Not a problem.
But you...
No, not in the house.
Open
in
about
the toilet,
it.
Though, specifically.
It's
in
still
the
in the house.
Yeah, but not like in the bath or in the lounge.
Do you have a closed door policy, or are you quite open about these things?
There's a closed door, but there's no lock.
There's no lock?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to.
And a lot of people come round, use it, and they don't close the door properly. Like Dave the other day.
You were saying that, weren't you?
Yeah.
Well, it was almost closed.
You push it, but you didn't close it.
It was slightly ajar, I think is the term.
I think because Dave wants to me to hear him having a wee.
Right. Okay, guys.
Obviously, I don't.
I like the way there was just an eerie silence as that happened. As it got slightly homoerotic, everything went quiet.
Anyway,
and everyone
I've got
a beard.
I've got my two loaded laughters. I've actually won three, but I don't know where the other one is. So I've got my two loaded laughters. I've got my GQ Man of the Year. I've won two of them. Man of the Year award and my Yorkshire Achiever.
Young
award.
Achiever that you won at the age of 31.
Shut up. I'm 24. So they're my awards. If you, but you've won a loaded laughter.
A couple of loaded laughter awards.
Yeah, so you got a few awards.
Yeah, it's good actually, but they're sort of voted for by the loaded people. Or the one last night was the FHM people, so it's nice when they're voted for.
So the lab bags like you.
Yeah, yeah, they like me. They come to the shows.
Pastry Birds, Jimmy Carr, that's my life.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
I like it.
Tits in general.
We're going to... she can't say that word.
What word?
Tits.
Well, I didn't say it.
All right. We're going to chat more. With Mr. Jimmy Carr. Do you know, Jimmy's here all morning today. Even after the show, he's staying.
Oh, we have a secret project.
We have a secret project for Mr. Jimmy Carr. Yes.
Does it need to be secret anymore?
Yeah. No, I don't know.
Well, I don't know. He hasn't read the script yet.
The Polonium 210 project, yes.
No.
We'll be fine.
It's going to be a great half-hour comedy, that show.
It'll be amazing.
Yeah.
I don't think we'll make it through the whole thing.
Mr. Jimmy Carr is here, and we will chat more. I'm just going to choose, what song shall I play?
What have you got?
Do you know what? I'm going to play this. I've been moaning about playing this for ages. I love this record. You ready?
Yeah.
I bet you any money you like this next record. Bet you.
Okay.
Bet you pound.
Ooh.
Here we go.
I tried to make me go to rehab.
Love it.
Do you?
Absolutely love it.
Thank you very much. We haven't played this. I know it's kind of gone and we're playing the new Amy Winehouse song, but I want to play this.
This is better.
8:28. Every last second there of... Amy Winehouse and
the How good's that? It's great.
It's a great record. Now, rehab's a place that Jimmy Carr will never go to because he doesn't drink.
That's right.
And weirdly, I think you're the first guest we've ever had who doesn't drink, who's
I'm not
an AA member.
I'm not teetotal, though. I'll have a sip of something, or I'll have, like, a beer once every couple of months, but I don't drink. I drive a lot. I always drive from...
Yeah, but still. You sit at the Comedy Awards last night.
Yeah, it was brilliant fun.
You know it's coming up to... Now, did you know you'd won?
I had a fair idea.
You got told.
Well, I didn't get told, but they kind of went, can you, because I had a gig later on, they went, oh no, can you really, it's quite important that you, sort of, can you, could you
right.
be, and I knew that Lee wasn't going, and I knew that Ross wasn't going, so I thought, well, that's, come on, sure.
Who were you up against?
Lee Evans.
Imagine that!
Seriously?
Imagine someone.
Still going? Imagine someone, what, come on, he had the biggest comedy stand-up tour ever.
You should wait.
Who,
2005.
Who?
Lee Evans.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did, the XL tour, I think it was like, played to 250,000 people. He's amazing.
What, bigger than Peter Kay?
Yeah, it was the biggest stand-up tour.
Really?
Yeah, honestly. He's an amazingly big name.
Look at his face.
I know, it was a great tour as well. And Ross Noble, the Randomist tour, which was pretty solid.
I know!
I'm on the end of Ross's DVD.
Are you?
Because he slags me off in the show. Ross Noble slags me off in his stand-up DVD.
Right.
Because a woman gets up to leave after 2 hours. He goes, why are you leaving? She goes, well, I saw Jimmy Carr last week. It was 2 hours long. The car park's closing. So she gets up and leaves, and he goes, "What, Jimmy Carr's rubbish."
And then
at the end of the gig, he walks off and into his dressing room, and I'm there, and I knock him out.
Yeah!
It's cool.
That's what I like.
Old school.
Did you really knock him out? Because
No, we obviously filmed it later.
Sure.
After a very awkward conversation where he goes, I've slagged you off on my DVD, I'm really sorry.
Did you have to do that?
Yeah, we had to go and film it.
I had one of those conversations with Johnny Vegas.
I quite like those. Have you ever got those the AA conversation? Have you ever had that?
No.
Where someone phones you up out of the blue that you don't know that well. I've had it with a couple of people recently. They phone you up and go, yeah, I slagged you off in an interview. I'm really sorry. Or, sorry, I said really bad things about you. And you go, all right, why are you? Well, okay, well, fine. Don't worry about that. I couldn't care less. Marvellous. And then you put down the phone and go, oh, isn't that one of the steps? It's one of the steps on the 12-step thing is a podcast to people. So you get these calls.
Really?
So
who's done it to you? Have they done all the 12 steps yet, do you know?
I don't know if they've done all the 12 steps.
So they bring you back and keep you informed?
No, they haven't kept me informed, but I saw them again recently and they were in very good form.
And then they ring you back and they give you free breakdown recovery.
Yeah, no, you've got the wrong AA, Dave. Do you know, don't worry
that
about
wasn't,
it.
That was pretty good, I thought.
Do you think that's good?
Yeah, it was funny. It made me laugh.
Wow. That'll be it for the year, though.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jimmy Carr is here. By the way, Jimmy Carr's live box set is out. It's very good. Talking about Ross Noble's DVD, forget that. You should buy Jimmy Carr's.
I tell you what, it's a bargain.
Do you know, if you're stuck for a Christmas present for a brother, sister, dad, mum, next door neighbour, Jimmy Carr's live box set, brilliant.
Yeah, but...
Is it two DVDs in one box?
It's two DVDs
in
one...
That's brilliant.
But maybe you prefer books.
Well, you've also written a book.
Yes.
People can buy that. Do you know what the good part?
Stop the news.
We could do it.
This isn't the news.
No. Look at this. Right. Imagine, Christmas Day.
Happy Christmas.
Wow, Jimmy Carr, live collection. I love that. You've only done two DVDs. Live collection, look at that.
Oh, my God. It's still technically a collection.
And I have another present. Wow, and Jimmy Carr's book, The Naked Jape, Uncovering the Hidden World of Jokes. Oh, my God, these are the best presents ever.
Well, all right.
No, that's what I'm telling you. That's the joy they could have on Christmas Day.
God bless them. Unless they get... Yeah, they might get the gospel according to Chris Miles.
Yeah, you could do that.
But they've got a great returns policy at most books. You'd be fine.
Don't say that. By the way, a signed book is a sold book. Sign everything. Can't send them back.
Have you been doing that in stores?
Yeah.
I've been walking in and signing things.
Yeah.
and then they don't recognise me, and they go, can you leave the store, please? And no, I'm him, look.
Are you signing your stuff or just random books?
Just, I've signed a lot of yours.
Right, okay. You meant to just do your own.
Oh, right.
See, that's how it works. It's 8:26.
It's now 8:40.
Got a copy of Jimmy Carr's book here, which we've already talked about on the air. We did jokes out of this one day.
Well, God bless you for that, because it's sort of a book, but it's got a joke book as well, hasn't
who
it?
Who is Lucy Greaves? It says Jimmy Carr and Lucy Greaves, and in it it says that Lucy Greaves is your best friend, which has got to pee the missus off, hasn't it?
No, that's all right, I think. I've known Lucy for years. I was at college with Lucy.
Are you married?
No, but been with Caroline for 6 years, so, yeah, pretty much.
Does she like Lucy?
Yeah, get on really well with Lucy.
Because it says your best friend is this girl.
Yeah.
Not your girlfriend.
She's my best friend.
Well, why are you just putting a book that somebody else is your best friend?
Because she helped me write the book.
Right, I see.
You know.
And is it a 50-50 split?
Is it balls? I think it probably is.
What do you mean, probably?
Well, she did a lot of the very difficult research stage.
Right, and you put your
name spent
on.
A lot of time in the British Library.
See all these words here?
Yeah.
Who wrote those?
Yeah, that's sort of about half and half.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Genuinely, you wrote yours, didn't you? Come on, it's not difficult to believe.
All on my own.
Yeah, but I did it with a friend because I just thought it would be more fun. And it was. It was a really fun thing to write. But also, like, putting the jokes together. If I'd put the jokes together, it would have been just my choice. Whereas it kind of, we mixed it up a bit.
Would you like me to read a couple of jokes from the book?
Yeah, I like that because there's a joke on the bottom of every page, isn't it?
It's like a sweetener to keep you reading. Because otherwise it's a proper book. Otherwise you've got to read an essay.
You don't do that, do you?
Yeah.
A man walks into a chip shop and says, fish and chips twice. The man behind the counter says, I heard you the first time.
I like that.
Laugh.
It's cool.
Yeah.
A sandwich walks into a bar. The barman says, sorry, we don't serve food in here.
I like that.
It's got some better jokes than that in it.
No,
that we should say.
This in it. Don't diss it. That's what the book's about, though. People say, now you're giving up booze, at least you can remember what you did last night. I say, yeah, nothing.
That's Frank Skinner.
It's well done.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm such a huge fan.
Wow.
Frank's amazing.
There's a Chris Addison gag in here.
Yeah.
Wow.
I could tell you which joke it is as well.
Go on.
It's easy to distract fat people. It's a piece of cake. Chris is like one of those brilliant stand-ups that people don't know yet.
Because he was rubbish on telly, wasn't he?
No, he's in the thick of it. He was amazing in that. He's sort of the young.
I've seen that.
He's
cool. Isn't that banned though now?
I think it is. Yeah, but he's not. He's brilliant.
Didn't he do that show with Gail Porter?
Yeah, let's not go on about that.
Why?
Because
you've got to remind people of these. That's why every time I see Sarah Cox, I remind her of the girly show.
Chris Addison.
Yeah.
Don't remember him.
He did a thing called Dot Comedy, but let's not go on about it.
Yeah. Oh yes, the website show.
Yeah.
It was many years ago when the internet
made Live with Chris Moyles look like a BAFTA winner.
Mm-hmm. Come on, let's not get crazy.
I'm looking at your jokes and all your jokes are saucy.
All my jokes?
Yeah.
I've got clean jokes.
Do you really, though?
Yeah. What, one of mine?
Yeah.
All right.
All of yours are saucy.
A family one.
All right, family one.
Hang on.
All right.
Let's do it properly.
I'll tell you a few jokes. Oh, this is classy.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's great to be here.
My girlfriend said she wanted me to tease her. I said, all right, fatty. Someone calls Admiral Insurance every 6 seconds for a quote. What a nutter. Throwing acid is wrong in some people's eyes.
Oh, no, sorry, I'm taking him off.
That was a short set.
Yeah, just the three jokes from me this evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Jimmy Carr there, three-joke car, as he's known in the industry. He'll be back next year with three more jokes. Jimmy Carr.
Jonathan.
There you go. It's very funny. You're not going yet, but I'm just going to do the wrap up the book plug. Jimmy Carr and Lisa Greaves, The Naked Jape, who it is here for all the listeners to see. Not actually selling as well as The Gospel According to Chris Moyles, but it's a completely different book.
Selling very poorly, I would say.
What?
Selling quite poorly, I would say.
This?
Yeah.
Do you not think it's selling well?
I don't think people know it's out. I haven't done much publicity. This is kind of the first proper big bit of publicity I've done for it.
Well, if you like Jimmy Carr and he's ever made you laugh, you should buy this book because it's got lots of funny jokes in.
There you go. Marvellous. Thanks very much.
Mm. Pleasure.
How much is it? I don't know. It's about... they always kind of vary. It says £12, but I'm sure it's, you know... They always discount.
Oh, you can get it for £9, probably.
Yeah, £12.99.
Yeah, £12.99.
Here's £16.99. I paid £8.
You paid £8?
Yeah. Mm.
You had to buy it?
Yeah.
You would have thought... You would have thought he'd given
you... No, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you have thought?
I've given 2 copies away of my book. That's it.
No.
Yeah.
How tight are you?
Because I want people to buy it. No, hang on a second, though. But no, if Dave...
Doesn't it pass the 100,000 mark and you go, do you know what? I'd give Dave one.
No. No way.
That's why I sought out somewhere that had it on special.
Not the deal I'm on. I need to sell everyone. But if Dave wrote a book, I would be proud, seriously now, to go into a shop and buy it.
Yeah, okay, I could see that.
I would like that feeling, and I let Dave have that feeling, and it was a warm feeling for me.
I'm like that, when friends of mine have got DVDs out, I'm like that, I don't want a free one, I want to go in and buy it.
Exactly.
On the day it comes out, exactly. And get excited.
I feel exactly the same,
nice,
although all my DVDs of yours were free.
Yeah, no, well, fair enough.
Yeah, but I'll buy one for Christmas, I'll buy the book for somebody.
Oh.
Although, saying that, we do have this copy, there's kind of no point.
Yeah, I'll sign it for you, don't worry about that.
Would you?
Yeah, no problem.
Would you sign it Peter Kay? Because they actually want Peter Kay's book, but it's sold out everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks, that would be great.
Not surprised, though. It's very good.
My book's good, though.
Yeah, all
Gordon right. Ramsay's book's good, it's not very funny, though.
No, it's a bit more heartfelt.
Yeah. What?
It's not supposed to be funny.
This chapter about his brother is very, very serious.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No jokes in it at all.
That heroine, very Moorish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's a chapter in yours about your brother in Luxembourg going missing after going out on a bender.
Now, that's
quite funny.
That is a funny... Do you know what? Matt Lucas has read my book and says it's funny.
That's praise indeed.
He should know he's the funniest, isn't he?
Exactly. So there you go. Anyway, can we move on, please?
Yeah. I love Jimmy Carr, and I know you do too. There'll be more chitter chatter after 2 songs. Santa Claus is ready.
Anyway, there you go. That's Snow Patrol on Radio 1. Are you standing up, Dave? Oh, my God. Dave stood up.
You're not showing me the desk, are you? Don't show me the desk.
Do you know, as I did that, I realised the negative connotations that has. But you said that you quite like standing up, so I thought...
I do. I like standing up on the radio.
We would stand up.
Yeah.
This time, especially this time in the morning, it's still too early.
It's horribly early. It's 8:55. It's 5 to 9. You like that? See what I did there? DJ training.
Five to nine.
It's early. Gives me a good excuse.
5 to 9 as well. It's that time when people are late for something.
It's Jimmy Carr's fault. You are responsible for something.
What have I done?
On this show.
First time we you came on the show.
Yeah.
We got talking about comedians we like.
Oh, go on.
And our mutual love of Dave Chappelle.
Loving the Dave Chappelle.
The next day, Jimmy drops off a present to me at Radio 1, which is Dave Chappelle's DVD.
Still got it upstairs, haven't
you? Good, isn't it?
No, I took it home.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. The entire, I think it was all of season 2.
Yeah.
And I watched it all and loved it. And because of that, because of you giving that to me and me watching it, I started doing Little John impressions. And nobody else in the studio knew what I was doing. So randomly, I'd go, what? Like that. And David would go, oh, you're doing that thing again. I don't know what it is. What? Yeah! Do you remember that?
I remember you doing it.
Yeah!
Still, it's not a reference.
What?
A reference point for me.
What? See, that's, nobody gets it.
I said, Matt, it's Dave Chappelle. You've got to get into it.
Even though we play Ludacris and the track, Little John's on a track we play all the time.
And Little John is a mate of Chris Chappelle, is he?
No. Oh, God, please.
Chris Chappelle?
Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle.
Little John is a rapper.
Right.
All right. What? Yeah!
Yeah. What?
I'm Rick James. Exactly. Love it.
It's an absolute joy.
Right, well, now watch this. This is good. Anybody, on the text, please. 81199. I'm Rick James. And then what's the next word? 81199. Now text in. Because a lot of people love this.
Is it a rude word that can't be broadcast?
No, not really. But it's fine. But I'm going to let... Actually, it's a word that Ben Cooper, our boss,
oh, I
like.
See. Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
I think this is offensive.
Well, I tell you what he'd be if we were in prison together.
Well...
He'd be my...
What? Cellmate?
Roommate.
Yeah, roommate, yeah.
Friend.
Good. Yeah. Excellent. Partner. Sorry, we're chatting about comedy that no one knows. No,
you
it's
watch.
On, it's on FX, isn't it, over here?
Right.
So you've got the Sky
See
Plus.
The number there? We've had 1,425 texts today. And now everyone's going to text him with, I'm Rick James, and then the next word. And you'll see... Literally,
now,
quite literally the tens
on,
of
Last
people.
Time I was on this show,
we did jokes.
I was writing the book, yeah, and I was just sort of nearly finished.
Right.
Yeah, we'd kind of done the first draft, and we asked people their favourite joke
Correct.
On the show.
Yes.
And everyone sent in the same, and it's in the book. We've written kind of quite a long piece about it, about doing the radio show. And,
this show?
Yeah, and how, yeah.
Do I get a mention?
Yeah, you get a mention.
Do
yeah.
I?
Yeah, you get a mention in there.
Oh.
What page there? Is that
Don't
on?
You remember, it's Chris, when you read the book?
No, I'm ready.
He's had a flick through the gags, is what. He's done the gags first. He's a lazy man. But we chat about everyone's favourite joke, and it's quite an interesting thing, because most people, like 55 or 60% of people, sent in the same joke.
Really?
Yeah, because it's like your favourite joke tends to be just the one you can remember, rather than your actual favourite joke.
Yeah.
Yes,
very few people have got a proper favourite.
Which one?
It was about a kind of dog called a Shih Tzu. Oh. It wasn't a great joke.
Oh, is it the zoo one?
Yeah.
Right. No animals, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a classic. No,
you can do that joke.
I like that.
Mm. You can do that joke, that's fine.
Yeah.
But if you don't know the joke, buy the book.
Mm.
Oh, you've got to do Tedious Link, sorry.
Mm. Oh, brilliant. What I think us talking about Dave Chappelle might well have qualified.
Dave Chappelle is very funny.
Oh, he's the king.
Everybody should... After you've bought Jimmy's book and Jimmy's DVDs, if you've got any money left, Dave Chappelle's DVD. You like that?
Yeah. Assuming you've already got Chris's book.
Right, Tedious Link, Dave. How do you get today's from yesterday's 182 from Blink and I Miss You? Blink. Brilliant record, The Cure, In Between Days on 1FM.
What's so funny?
Thanks, Jimmy.
1FM, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
In stereo.
Yeah.
Well done.
That's what it used to be called, Radio 1. 1FM.
1FM when they went cool with the kids.
Do you remember
about a year.
It was in stereo only in certain places.
Yep. And who switched on all the stereo transmitters?
Bross.
That's right.
They switched on the stereo. Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, they actually had engineers to do the nuts and bolts, but they...
No, they did it.
No, they just presented it.
No, apparently...
I think they fitted it,
Luke
yeah.
Luke Goss was a trained engineer.
And Dave, the bassist.
It was...
Craig.
Dave.
Really?
Yeah, Dave.
It wasn't Craig, was like a showbiz name, is that what you're saying? Like a tax suit.
No, they had a thing in Viz for years where they used to refer to him as Dave. Just Dave the
Making
bassist.
Making it out
from
like
Ross.
It's a silly name.
That's what Viz used to be funny.
Oh, come on, it's still got some magic.
No, it hasn't.
It has.
No, it hasn't.
Top Tips are still genius.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, they're all right.
All right, it's all good.
Come on, give them a break.
Was it Seamless Link today?
Yeah, I think so.
Thank you, everybody, for texting in. To Dave Chappelle and Rick James. It was all good.
It was all gravy.
I tell you what isn't good.
What isn't good?
Block Party.
What, you don't like the Block Party?
No.
What, the new single?
No.
Dave Chappelle's movie. What is it?
Oh, Block Party.
Yeah. That's what I just said.
I thought the band Block Party you were talking about. I thought, no, they're all right. What are you talking about?
Have you seen Dave Chappelle's
movie? They've got Harry Potter on the drums. Block Party, F. Anyway, no, Dave Chappelle's Block Party. It's very good if you're into hip-hop. It's basically a celebration of hip-hop, but you've got to be quite into hip-hop before you like it.
Oh, I'm into hip-hop, then. But it's just... It's not funny.
No, it's not a bad thing. It's a documentary. It's kind of... It's a bit... Yeah. It's not great.
It's rubbish.
Don't believe the hype.
You know, I wanted to do Samuel L. Jackson. He doesn't, you know, he doesn't do any of that in it. Anyway. Hard time on the show. It's a bit where Dave's going to say...
Let's get ready to run!
Superhero. Sarge? No. Rosemary, the telephone operator? No. Henry, the mild-mannered janitor?
Could be.
Finished.
Brilliant.
Do you feel really stupid, Dave?
A little bit.
I feel slightly embarrassed.
Slightly uncomfortable.
I've no idea what that was.
Do you know what?
Neither have we.
It's kind of...
Every day. Imagine if we were broadcasting this.
Imagine
to the world.
To the world.
Imagine if this was going out all over the UK.
All over the UK, coast to coast in America, all over Canada.
Nah.
Nah.
I know.
You'd never get away with that, that's all I'm saying.
Nice at Hong Kong Fui, though.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Number one super guy.
Mm. Yeah.
He's quicker, I believe, than the human eye.
It's incredible.
Oh,
God. Mad skills.
Yeah, yeah. Jimmy Carr wraps up this year's dates of his Jimmy Carr Gag Reflex Tour Sunday, 17th of December, at the Portsmouth Guildhall.
I tell you what, just announced 50 for next year.
You haven't.
Wow.
Boom.
Are you that popular?
Yeah, I do about 100 dates a year.
I go out
every weekend.
Wow.
I basically go out, I gig every Friday, Saturday of the year.
Do you?
Yeah, just instead of sort of going out and doing this block of dates, I go out every week. It's lovely. Get to travel around the country, mess about, meet people after, sign things. It's a laugh.
January, he will be doing Wolverhampton, Coventry, Northampton, High Wycombe.
Oh, yeah. Swan. Well, I went to school in High Wycombe.
How do you know that's a Swan?
Because it's on the biog.
Cambridge, Dartford, Basingstoke. Where's he playing in Basingstoke?
Basingstoke, the Anvil.
Correct. Swansea, Reading, Bristol. And then
Reading Hexagon, is it?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Okay, well, all right, it's smart ass.
I think doing comedy gigs in January is a really good idea as well, because everyone's a bit down in January.
Just a very good
all
idea.
The Christmas stuff going on, and then sort of mid-January, you go, we've got to go out again. We've got to leave this house.
Okay, where are you? Right, you've got to... I'll say the place, and you have to say the name of the venue, okay?
All right, yeah, right, definitely.
For you and Dave.
Okay.
Bear in mind, it's your tour.
All right,
Dave has nothing to do with it. Okay, Dave first. Wolverhampton?
Civic Hall.
Correct. Coventry, Jimmy.
Warwick Arts Centre. Oh, get in. Lovely venue.
Cambridge, Dave.
Corn Exchange.
Good. That was easy.
Jimmy, Northampton.
Deco. Oh, come on.
I would have said Roadmenders.
Okay. It's getting difficult now, Dave.
The Roadmenders can't hold me.
I've heard they can and do regularly.
Mm. Yeah, and I feel so safe in their arms.
Dartford.
Dartford. Pavilion.
No, I can hand it over to Jimmy for an extra point.
Could you ask me another one?
Yep. Swansea.
Theatre?
What kind of a theatre?
Royal?
No, I can't give you that, Dave. What kind of theatre would it be?
Community.
No, it's a grand theatre.
Community theatre? Why would I be playing the community theatre?
Because you're a man of the people, Jimmy Carr.
No, I'm not. Community theatre. I'm not putting on a special play about not taking drugs for the kids.
Giving something
in
back.
The afternoon. It's between 4 and 5. Parents welcome.
Yeah, like a matinee.
Okay, finally, there's the last one, so shout out your name when you think you know the answer. And then I'll come
very
to
much.
You. Bristol.
Dave.
Oh, yes, Dave.
Old Vic.
Oh, Collison Hall.
Brilliant, well done.
What if I won?
you've won tickets to see Jimmy Carr live. Yay. And by the way, he's very funny. He's just won a British Comedy Award.
I can't believe my luck. Thanks for voting for me. Oh, anyone that voted, thanks so much.
And he's a Lloyd
genuinely
Cole
meant
fan.
The one. I love Lloyd Cole. I look a bit like him.
You do a little bit. Like him.
A little bit. Love him.
You are. You have a movie in production.
Do I?
Post-production, apparently so.
Oh, no, I've got a tiny part in a film.
Called I Want Candy.
Yeah, just a tiny little part.
Is it a tiny part like the Alien Autopsy one?
Yeah, it's just like I'm in it for 2 seconds. I did a day's film. It was a good laugh. It's good fun to do.
What do you do?
I'm a video clerk who knows a lot about porn.
Right. Yeah. Typecasting.
Mm. Yeah, pretty much typecasting. Yeah. I'm an expert.
Why don't you write a movie?
I have.
Have you?
Yep.
And?
We just finished the script about 2 weeks ago. Me and my friend Philip and Michael, and we just sort of handing out the script.
Are your best friends?
Huh?
Are your best friends?
My other best friends, yeah. Okay, they're nice, Philip and Michael, they're lovely. So we're just sort of getting the script out to a couple of people, see what happens.
Can you say what it's about?
Yeah, it's a rom-com. Yeah,
wow.
The world needs another one of those.
Wow.
It's a slightly cynical romantic comedy, though, because it's from me.
Sure.
Yeah.
Does everyone die at the end, or...?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good. It's called God's Gift.
God's Gift?
Yeah.
Oh, it's really about me. Nice. And is there any wacky DJ in there that I can play?
We'll definitely find a role.
Brilliant,
for you.
Thanks.
No,
and good morning, everybody. This one goes out to Dave and Sharon, two people very much in love. There's Peebo Bryce and Roberta Fleck.
Can you do that in Love Actually?
No, that was Wes. Thanks very much, Dave.
Oh, yeah,
that wasn't me.
That was my mate. That was Marcus Brigstock.
Was
the DJ in that.
Oh, yeah.
He's a funny guy. All right.
Yeah.
You've worked with him, haven't you?
I have. Long time ago. On a show that Marcus and I probably don't talk about anymore.
Okay.
And neither did Mel and Sue.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. The intrigue.
It's got you thinking, hasn't it?
I did a show on ITV called Casting Couch.
Did you?
It was a comedy panel show.
Wow.
When was that?
Fondly remembered.
Years
short-lived
ago.
Short-lived late 90s production.
Yeah, very short-lived.
Come on.
IMDb. Let's get this baby up. Oh, yeah.
It comes to something when we rely on the internet to find out what we've done in our careers. There's people out there with proper CVs that know what they've done in their lives. And us with our showbiz nonsense can't even remember a TV show.
You don't even know where you're playing in Swansea.
No, that's a good point, well made. But on the day, I'll phone Gav, my tour manager, and he'll know.
Mm.
He's very good like that. Mm-hmm. He's very good at directions into the centre of towns.
You don't need sat-nav.
You sometimes call him at 4 in the afternoon. He goes, Jim, you're not going to like it. There's a one-way system.
Do you have favourite service stations?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because, you know...
The ones that do the donuts.
When you travel a lot on the road, and then you seek out ones that have, specific catering facilities.
Yeah, you go, oh, look, they've got an M&S in that
exactly.
one.
Exactly, so you stop at them, and not the other ones.
And you play that game with a fuel tank, where you go, well, it's on red, but I've definitely got another 50 miles, and there's an M&S
I can get to
up.
Lee Delamere. Exactly, yeah. That sort of thing.
I can buy some fruit with the crisps. Mm. Come on.
Do you know we're on, still?
Yeah. Sorry, yeah.
What?
Do you know...
You were busy looking up something on IMDb. Don't ever go at us for being unprofessional.
We're filling.
When was it?
Can I just say, I ended up watching a TV show about service stations the other week.
I tell you who did a great show about service stations. That original, that Peter Kay thing, the pilot that he
very
did
funny.
In the service station.
Yeah,
that's fantastic, isn't it?
I can tell you know on the signs on the motorway, and it says the services are coming up.
Mm. Yeah.
And it says on the top, if you always remember, it says the name of whatever it is.
Yeah.
Whoever runs the service station. Road Chef.
Or Moto or Welcome Break.
But they're not allowed, apparently. They're only allowed to have the name of the company on the thing. They're not allowed to say, we have this and we have that.
Yeah, okay.
They're only allowed to have the name. So one of the companies... This is fascinating. I can't believe I'm telling this on the air.
Wow.
One of the companies had, like, a link with Costa Coffee.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So they changed the name to whatever they're called and Costa Coffee.
That's Road
so
Chef.
They can have, there you go. Mm. So they can have the logo up. And it's still legal. Isn't that amazing? You can use that.
Wow. Thanks for the weird thing about those signs is my bladder is trained. My bladder spots them and goes, yeah, we definitely need to stop. I'm driving along, I'm absolutely fine, and then I desperately need some sort of facility.
Do you go in
as
there?
As soon as I seen it.
Do you wee in there?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Do you not?
No.
Well, where do you wee?
Side of the car.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you open the door and then stand in front of it so that you're obscured from oncoming traffic?
Yeah, sometimes I let them get out of the seat, though.
Right.
Just the side of the car?
Yeah.
It's classy.
Not my car, the car I'm parked next to. I'm not going to urinate in my own car, I'm not stupid.
I was like that at the side of the motorway. There's always a child peeing on a verge somewhere. That's always a lovely sight.
Do you beat me hold a wave?
Yeah, of course, yeah. Hey! We can all see you. Good luck with the trauma. Good luck with the shy bladder later in life.
I sometimes stop and offer tissues.
Nice!
Yeah.
Kleenex! No, you're right.
Did I tell you what, I had that happen once after a gig in Hull? There's a woman between two... I was walking from the car... Yeah, no, from the stage door to the car. There's a woman between two cars peeing.
No.
No, honestly, and I double took. I don't see this every day, so I double took on the second take, and it's an easy thing to do when you see something shocking. I made eye contact on the second take, and she goes, without any hint of embarrassment, can I get an autograph? I thought, if you've got any paper, you need it, love. I did stop. I stopped and waited for her to finish peeing, and then signed something.
And I can't believe you don't recognise Rachel.
Comes to all your shows.
Yeah. That was seamless. Fan. Stick a record on seamless.
Did I know? Well, Jimmy Carr is... this is how good Jimmy is getting on today. He's only booked for an hour, but he's going to stay. Well, because we've got a recording session at 10.
He's here,
but
yeah.
He's going to stay, yeah. You all right staying?
Oh, yeah.
You're booked till 11. Rachel!
Once again, I have more news about the Radio 1 Christmas party. We're having a big knees up on Friday, the 22nd of December.
Rachel.
Yeah?
And why do you ask Jimmy if he wants to come on and do some Christmas jokes?
Oh, yeah, okay. There'll be live music from The Feeling, Corin Bailey-Ray, Paolo Nutini and The Sugar Babes. And you can be there too.
Wow.
Make sure you listen to this show from tomorrow because that's when we'll be giving away tickets. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have you got The Feeling on?
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, sweet.
Do you want to come to our Christmas party?
Yeah, I'll come.
Next Friday.
Is there going to be cake?
Yes.
Yep. Oh. Hey, and Christmas dinner?
Yeah.
Rachel. Christmas dinner? Mm-hmm. I haven't had a Christmas dinner yet. I'm quite looking forward.
Do you want to come?
Jimmy could fill the role of Russell Brand, can't
he? Don't say that.
I could fill the role of Russell Brand.
Yeah, he's dropped
how
out.
Many, role not.
How many women do you need to be made breakfast?
Russell was doing a very odd sandwich routine. he was a big sandwich, though. But you should come.
Yeah, no, I'd love to. Yeah.
Next Friday. Not this Friday. Not tomorrow. Next Friday.
There's no money in it, but...
What's the date?
22nd.
Last Friday before Christmas.
Big Christmas party all day on Radio 1.
Oh, that sounds brilliant.
Yeah. And actually, if you could agree to it sooner rather than later, then we can announce it.
Well, I'm glad. We can announce it right now. I've got a gig in Birmingham, but I'll drive back. Yeah, I'll do that.
Brilliant. Okay. Should I do it
again?
I'll
come back to you.
All right. Okay. But speaking of the party, I've got a big announcement to make about a brand new guest that's just signed up to do it.
Wow. I'm excited about this.
No, it's you.
Oh, right. No, yeah. Fine. Yeah.
Stay tuned.
I was genuinely excited for a second.
Well, you should still be. Yeah, Jimmy Carr's going to do a song.
Is he?
Yep.
Oh, just because you're on the X Factor, you want everyone to embarrass themselves.
I didn't embarrass myself. I think you'll find I was brilliant.
Just because you're not as good as the Munsters, kid.
That's the great sounds of Keane there. And, of course, they're having a bad dream. And I hope you're not having a bad dream this morning as you wake up bright and early. It's 24 minutes now past the hour of 9 o'clock here on your wonderful Radio 1. Hi, I'm Chris Moyles. Joined in the studio today by Comedy Dave, of course. Morning, Dave.
Hi.
How are you feeling today?
Wicked.
That's great. And comedian and top bloke, Jimmy Carr's here. Hi, Jimmy.
Hi. Enjoying the Keane.
Yeah.
God bless them.
They're a great band, aren't they?
Oh,
of course,
yeah.
The lead singer recently came out of the Priory because had a few problems.
Yeah, but he took it on the chin, didn't he?
Did he? I haven't heard that about him.
Mm.
Anyway, so Jimmy, you've got a book out at the moment, I believe.
Stop doing that voice.
Tell a little bit about your book. It's got a load of jokes in it, is that
yes,
right?
Yes, it's a book about jokes, and my jokes are important, and also it's a joke.
That's right, I've got a joke for you. You can use this if you're in your set if you want.
You don't know how many times I hear that on any given day.
No, you haven't heard it yet. You'll probably use it. Here's one for you. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Doctor.
Doctor?
Doctor Who. It actually works better when David Tennant is here. We did it with him, don't we? Anyway, right, 25 past nine now on the big 1FM.
There's people hitting their radios going, what's the matter with Chris Moyles?
I know, he suddenly got good. He's turned into a DJ.
There's someone in local radio listening to that going, we should sign this guy, he's amazing. He's amazing, he's so smooth.
He won an award last night.
I know, I'm chuffed to bits for that. I really am. It's cool.
I can't wait to go and sit. I'm going to go home after the show and watch the Comedy Awards.
Yeah, it's quite weird getting it off Sean Ryder as well.
Well, I'm sure it is.
I missed your bit. I went to bed after Chris Tarrant got his award.
That was a bit
strange. That was a bit strange, wasn't it?
Chris Tarrant got a Comedy Award for Lifetime Achievement.
Yeah, odd.
And then...
thanked his kids and said, I'm still daddy and all that. It was all a bit uncomfortable.
What? Really?
Yeah.
No,
he was a bit, yeah. I think he was very nice. He came up and said hi before, but it seemed to be the annual award to prevent breakdown.
Mm.
I tell you what, I was very pleased with that. Harry Hill won the award for TV Burp.
Yeah, four series now, apparently.
And I've got to say,
I have to say this, and I think most people should admit this, because it's not said enough. Harry Hill has made You've Been Framed funny.
He has. And you know what? I used to like You've Been Framed anyway.
It was always my guilty. Tell anybody.
It was always the guilty pleasure of going, what did you watch this afternoon before you went out? Nothing. Yeah. No, definitely not You've Been Framed. It wasn't brilliant again. But it's a great bit of telly, isn't it?
He's now... Do you see it?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's brilliant.
Although, and again, how many people would agree, little kids hurting themselves isn't funny. I'm sorry, but if a little kid falls over and laughs, fine. But they have these shots, and I don't know, it's obviously canned laughter, but they have these shots of, like, a little kid falling off a swing and banging their head on the ground, and everyone goes, ha, 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 and I'm like, that's not funny. The little kid's just hurt himself.
No, I think that you can go up to the point of a kid getting an ice cream, getting a 99,
yeah.
and the ice cream falls out of it.
Yeah.
The gap between them realising that's happened and the tears,
yeah.
that's a funny moment.
Fine.
But no, it's when they come off a rope bridge and end up on a spike, and you go, that's well, hang
funny.
On.
Yeah. yeah.
That's evidence in a court case. Yeah.
That's not funny.
Impaling although I did think at the like £200 every time. I did think when the snake came out last night at the Comedy Awards, massive 22-foot python. I went, well, Jonathan Ross is clearly just thinking £250 every time this is shown. We better drop it. We better drop it. That's going to be on clip shows for the rest of our lives.
See these naughty as bloopers.
Yeah, yeah,
or whatever it's called. I'm on one of them.
Are you? Yeah. From where?
From the Channel 5 show. I'm sitting watching it one night. You know that Neil Morrissey voice?
Here's Chris Moyles having a bit of trouble with a chicken.
And I'm sitting at home on the couch going, what is... I've no idea what this is. I don't
having a bit
it.
Of trouble with a chicken. You're thinking, they got hold of this film?
I don't know.
Oh,
how
no.
I'm checking my Raiders of the Lost Ark because it's not actually that in there. It's another disc. But anyway, no, it turns out it's me with a chicken that does a poo on the desk. And it's got all this canned laughter on top. And I'm like, what is that funny?
Sounds hilarious.
I must have missed that show.
Yeah. You missed all my shows.
No, I didn't. I saw two of them.
You're in the audience for one of them.
I saw one of them. Oh.
He's taking an interest.
Jimmy Carr is going to be at the Radio 1 Christmas party next Friday.
Will there be sprouts? I don't like sprouts.
No, if you don't want them.
No.
We'll keep the sprouts away from you.
Problem with the sprouts is even if you don't have sprouts, the whole house smells of sprouts.
I love
even
sprouts.
Rachel likes sprouts.
If you saute them, they're all right.
If you saute... Oh, okay.
Really?
Well, I might look into that.
Slice them. Sauté them with some chestnuts.
You're listening to Radio 1.
It's budget cabbage, though, isn't it? It's little...
What will you
like
do?
A little midget cabbage.
What will you do next Friday? What do you want to do? You can either sing.
Yeah, I'll sing, yeah.
Or you can do some jokes.
Well, I can't help feeling the jokes might be a better idea as I can do that.
You can sing with
sing
a feeling.
Jokes.
I could sing with a feeling.
Yeah, if you want.
Do the feeling know their career's over next Friday?
We could sort that out, though.
It will be like when the feeling sang on Charlotte Church's show and duetted with her, and how much the lead singer enjoyed that moment will be the similar kind
of
reaction
with you. Do
you know
what, though? I watched that show, and, say what you want about the show. That song at the end I thought was great.
It was, but he didn't look entirely happy about sharing the stage, though, did he?
No.
There was no chemistry.
No.
No. He didn't. They didn't look as if they were going to cop off later, which is what you want from a duet.
Yeah.
And
with Charlotte Church, you know, you normally can cop off with her later.
Well, he didn't have the money for the Bacardi Breezes.
Bacardi Breezes.
Yeah, three of those, she's anyone's.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's...
Four of those, she's everyone's. Jimmy Carr is here, just hanging out. But we'll tuck him back in, and then he'll be fine for the last half hour. Good morning! Thank you very much. Right, we're going to do some news, and then we've got half an hour left, and then beautiful Joe Wiley's on from 10 this morning. We should play Jimmy the Christmas donkey song, Dominic.
It's a belter, Jimmy.
I think
if you haven't heard it already.
I appreciate that.
The donkey song?
Yeah.
You can join in the chorus.
Is it about me?
No, it's about Dominic.
Because I don't really want to discuss that.
It's Dominic the donkey.
Yeah.
That's jiggity jig.
Oh, jiggity jig. Yeah, with a jiggity jig, yes, of course.
Kind of.
With
like
a jiggy.
That. No, it's jig. Do you know what? I'll play you a little bit now.
Oh, have you got it now?
As a tease, that's all.
You are a tease.
I know.
Well, I like it already. It's got the sleigh bells.
Hey, jingity jing.
E-haw, e-haw.
It's Dominic the donkey. Jingity jing.
E-haw,
e-haw. The Italian Christmas donkey.
That's my favourite hymn.
Why don't you?
That's my favourite hymn. I'm going to Midnight Mass just to see.
Your next gig is at the Guildhall in Portsmouth on Sunday, the 17th of December. Why
I'm
don't
walking
you come
on to
that.
This? I'll do it, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jimmy Carr!
Hey, jingity jing.
E-R, E-R.
And all the audience will do that.
The donkey.
With a little kind of.
E-R, E-R.
Christmas donkey.
In fact, if you've already got tickets to the show,
When Jimmy walks downstage, you have to sing E-O-E-O really loudly.
Thanks
really
for that, yeah, cheers.
More than welcome.
Cheers, because the start of the gig's so important.
You walk out and go, hello, and you're ready for your first line, and everyone goes, hey, jiggity-jing, E-O-E-O, it's Jimmy Carr the donkey, jiggity-jing, E-O-E-O, Italian Jimmy Carr.
Is that the guy from X Factor?
No, that's not the guy.
Herman Munster.
No, Eddie Munster, isn't it?
Eddie Munster.
Eddie Munster, not Herman Munster, that'd be ridiculous. Right, 28 minutes left, we better get a move on. It's some news at 9.32.
Police hunting a serial killer want to track down the message with the word news. Harry Hill was the big winner at last night's Comedy Awards. He got Best Comedy Entertainment Programme and Best Comedy Entertainment Personality.
And
Jimmy got one as well. More details in a sec.
Jimmy, what about Jimmy Carr? What's
the I'll say that in a minute. Okay, we'll, here's Harry Hill first.
I'm talking here to Courtney Love. Hello, Courtney.
Harry, where to get your new DVD?
It's available in Woolies in the bargain buckets, £5 in the so-called stocking fillers.
Stephen Merchant won Best Comedy Actor for Extras.
Sorry. Just go back.
Sure.
Harry Hill was a big winner at the Comedy Awards.
Yeah.
Here he is with Courtney Love.
Yes, well, she gave him the award. She handed him the
Courtney Love
award.
Was there last night. It was hilarious.
Obviously.
Courtney Love came up to me and went, oh, hello, you're Jimmy Carr. And I went, yeah.
What?
And someone had given her my DVD.
Wow.
She's quite a comedy groupie. Which
is she
good
quite attractive
Jimmy?
In real life? Because I
yeah, she is. She's got that kind of...
In a mucky way.
Yeah, she's got that kind of... She's certainly got a lot of presence.
It looked
yeah.
like
I think,
she wanted
I think
to
that's
cop.
That's what they call it.
Yeah. It looked like she wanted to cop off with Russell Brand, didn't she?
I think she was... Yeah. She wanted a bit more. She wanted to go on him, but I'm sure, you know, if you wait your turn.
He won't be used to that at all. He's very shy and retiring, Russell Brand. I don't think he's you know, he's good with the ladies.
I think, isn't he in a long-term thing? I don't think he's...
No.
Is he a ladies' man?
There are rumours.
Other big winners on the night included Charlotte Church. She got Best Female Newcomer. Chris Tarrant got the big award for, like, entertainment achievements. And one other. Jimmy Carr got Best Stand-Up.
Oh, what, you know what? Too little, too late.
Jimmy Carr got Best... Well done, Jimmy.
Thanks very much, man. I very much appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Is that really the news?
Yep, and here's the sport. The first day...
One. And the weather, the sun will be shining on Jimmy Carr as he won live Best Stand-Up yesterday. The
live Best Stand-Up?
Well, you know,
Who won that dead Best Stand-Up?
No, but you know what I mean. He was standing up and he was...
Frankie Howard.
Comedy. It's going to be wet
wasn't
today.
Wasn't there, though.
Frankie Howard wasn't there. No. Northern Ireland's going to be wet. Southern Scotland's going to be wet. The rest of the UK will be cloudy and wet.
Wow, well done on that live Best Stand-Up.
Thanks very much for that. Yeah, I can't believe it. New and improved, one more travel with the fabulous Dominic. He owns three rabbits and he once saw McFly at a service station.
Hi, I'm Ollie Cresswell.
He lives on Calverley Road as Ollie, that's in Kings Norton in Birmingham. Also living in the same house are his parents, Trish and Alan. Ollie is a floor layer. He breaks up for Christmas on the 22nd. He likes dance music.
And it's goodbye from me.
That's it from Ollie. There's more One Road Travel tomorrow. Beep, beep, new and improved. One Road Travel with the fabulous Dominic. It's now 9.37.
Here are a couple of text messages that have come in. What's the name of Jimmy's book? Because I'm on the internet and Amazon has two books about jokes by Jimmy Carr and Lucy Greaves, The Naked Jape and Only Joking.
Okay, it's called The Naked Jape in the UK, and in America they went, oh, I don't get that, because it was a play on The Naked Ape, because it's a popular science book about jokes. And the Americans weren't smart enough, so it's called Only Joking.
But exactly
which is a bit lame.
Book.
Pretty much, yeah. It's got, well, the American version's got a chapter about America versus English comedy.
Yeah. So, if you're going to buy one, which one would you...
Buy The Naked
buy
Jape.
Buy both?
No, The Naked Jape's better.
Naked Jape.
I didn't understand that either. I wondered why there was a picture of you, like, as a naked ape man on the front.
Naked ape man. Because it was... Because, obviously, the first massively popular science book was The Naked Ape.
Hmm.
That's the one that kind of broke it.
I've not read
it. So you added a J, essentially.
Yeah, that's all we did. Do you see what we've done there? Literally nothing.
For Jape.
Sorry, it seems even lamer.
Yeah, I see it now. I see that. Jape ape.
Just put a J in front of it.
Yeah. So is a jape like an ape?
Yeah.
Here's another text. Hello, Charlotte Church here. Jimmy Carr, you're a dead man. I heard what you said, you upper crust muppet. I'm coming for you, boyo.
What did I say? I didn't say anything.
You said
she had a good voice.
You said she was easy.
I didn't... Oh, well, yeah.
And by the way,
she's not going to fight against that, is she?
A few people have pointed out why Charlotte Church and the lead singer of The Feeding didn't cop off with each other.
Oh, right,
yeah.
Okay.
Chris, I recently saw Jimmy in Sheffield live. For some reason, during his set, we had a long discussion about you. No idea why.
Right.
Do you remember that?
What?
In Sheffield, you, in Sheffield. For some reason, during a set, we had a long discussion about you.
Okay.
No? Does it ring any bell?
No. Didn't ring any bells at all.
Jimmy Carr is brilliant. I'm going to the Portsmouth gig on Sunday. I think the entrance will go down...
very well, says Graham, who's going to sing...
Hey, jingity-jing, e-aw, e-aw. It's Dominic the Donkey.
Yeah.
Jingity-jing, e-aw, e-aw. The Italian...
Sorry, unless you're watching...
La, 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 la,
la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la,
la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la,
what if it's... It's like the world's gone mad.
Right.
You're all absolutely fine, then the song comes on and you're all, ee-aw, ee-aw, with the little jiggy arms going up.
You need the...
Hey, jiggity-jig, ee-aw, ee-aw, it's Dominic the Donkey. Jiggity-jig, ee-aw, ee-aw, the Italian Christmas
if anyone's,
donkey.
If anyone's listening, that's a vicar or a priest.
La, 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 la.
If anyone's listening, that's a vicar or a priest, and you're doing midnight mass... Could you kick off with that? Be amazing. Because everyone goes after
that
the
would pub. Be good to get them
be
going.
Amazing.
I expect a phone call Sunday night when you come off stage in Portsmouth, or at least a text going, I can't believe I just walked on stage to people singing Eeyore, Eeyore.
You're going to have to burn it for me. I don't think that's available in records.
No, the audience will sing it. You don't need the track.
The audience will sing it.
Anybody who's got tickets to see Jimmy Carr in Portsmouth on Sunday night... God, it's this Sunday. Eeyore, Eeyore. It's Dominic the Donkey. When he walks on stage, Jimmy would absolutely love that. He would really appreciate it.
Thank you. Yeah.
La, 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 la.
I feel like I'm on holiday in Spain in 1984.
What, with the Italian donkey?
Yeah.
Bonjour.
Well, somehow it just feels like the kind of la, la, la.
It's Dominic the Donkey.
That's...
Oh.
That's lovely.
Hey, it feels like we should be throwing garden furniture across a piazza. Proud to be British.
Paul Skittles.
Do you know what? I've actually managed to irritate myself now playing that. I will now stop. Sunday night's going to be a great gig.
Not for me, obviously.
Great gig.
For Dominic the Donkey.
Oaken Fold and Brittany Murphy, Faster Kill Pussycat. Not to be confused with Faster Pussycat Kill Kill, which is a great movie.
Different Ross Myers.
Brilliant.
We're loving that.
You've no idea what I'm talking about, do you?
No, not really. Yes, Ross Myers a director, is he not? Of booby films.
Not booby films, they just... there was a difficulty with insurance, so he only hired women that could not drown.
I've got a T-shirt with Ross Meyer on the front.
Is it free?
Yeah.
It's
got a girl on the front.
Would you like to tell everybody what you just whispered in my ear?
Well, during that record, for reasons that are still not entirely clear, Dominic said, did you know that Jimmy Carr, that's you,
share
the same initials as Jesus Christ? And then, so it got us on to playing a little game where we tried to work out other famous people who share your initials. And did you know...
Well, hang on a sec. Do you want to play it properly?
Yeah, if you want to.
Okay, let's play the Jimmy Carr shares his initials with game.
Jesus Christ, Jim Carr, James Cagney, Johan Cruyff, Joan Crawford, John Craven, Jimmy Cliff, Jamie Carragher, the late John Candy, and Julia Carling.
There you go. Well done.
Didn't know that, did you?
Could have had Jeremy Clarkson.
Oh, that's a goodie. Jeremy Clarkson, of course.
I like the way you're adding that to the list. Like this is for posterity.
This is a good.
This is. We better keep this.
He'll sell that.
This
on eBay.
Is for the ages.
It's a really.
Someone's going to find that in 4,000 years on some version of Time Team run by lizards, and go. Well, I don't know how they live their lives. No wonder they died out. They were fools.
Can you sign that bit of paper? We'll put that on eBay.
Put it on eBay and see what it. Yeah, sure.
I should date
someone. Will buy it. You sign it, Dave, and Jimmy Carr sign it. Stick it on eBay.
Of the 12th, 06.
I like that game.
It's a good game, isn't it?
Yeah, we should do that again.
Yesterday on the show, we were talking about...
national radio.
Edith Bowman is on at 1 o'clock today. Kate Winslet is on the show talking about her new movie, The Holiday. She's all right, but Cameron Diaz...
Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash.
Good one.
Good one.
Johnny Cash.
Anyway, yesterday, James King was on the show, and he answers all the movie questions, and we said on the air loads of questions about movies to see if James knew the answer. So anyway, yesterday on the show, if anyone's still with me, Edith and James did the movie review.
Jamie Callum. Sorry, mate.
Cullum or Callum?
Cullum, isn't it?
Cullum.
Yeah. Right, okay. I've started a new sheet.
Well, that's going to double the price.
Yeah. So anyway, James King was talking movies yesterday. Dave, we asked loads of movie questions yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
James answered them yesterday afternoon. Here's what happened.
I'm sure he'll be playing this bit out
tomorrow morning. So it's now morning. It's now about 9 o'clock on Thursday morning.
Oh, I'm just going to have a stretch.
Morning, Chris. Morning. How are you today? Hope you enjoy- we went out last night, actually,
yeah,
didn't we?
Yeah, I might have another half an hour in bed, actually.
Oh, Julian Clary.
John Cleese.
Oh, Joan Collins. Anyway.
Jasper Carrot.
All right, leave it now.
He's also a comedian.
Thanks. So anyway, I think John Cleese qualifies as a comedian as well. You've only recognised Jasper Carrot. I've got gigs with Jasper Carrot next
week.
Have
you?
Have you?
Yeah. Weirdly, yeah.
Do you know what? He's loaded.
Yeah, he's a nice fellow.
Do you know what? Do you know why he's loaded?
Do you know why he's loaded?
Yeah.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
Yeah.
Yeah, he went on it. He won £1 million.
No, Judith Chalmers.
Chalmers. Right, okay.
Jackie Chan.
Oh, Laura, please!
That's a goodie.
That's from your other half.
I'm going to kill myself in a second.
Right, okay.
Right, here are the answers to our movie...
Stay tuned. What?
This is why you got dumped off XFM.
No, it's because we were rubbish.
Right, fair enough. do you remember the questions we asked yesterday? One of the questions was, what landmark is knocked over in what movie, Dave?
In National Lampoon's European Vacation, the second version.
All right. Mm-hmm. Did he get the answer right?
Those Griswolds, you can't take them anywhere, can you? They cause chaos. It's Stonehenge.
Is the right answer.
All right, well done, Stonehenge. These are movie questions that we asked yesterday to James King to answer. Where are they, Rach? I've lost the page.
Show features.
Thank you. Here's another one. I asked a question in Casino Royale.
Oh, yeah, love that.
He goes to Miami Airport.
Right.
And there's a load of Czech airline planes. But Czech airlines don't fly direct to Miami. And we reckon it was filmed at Prague Airport, where they do fly to. Anyway.
The bit about...
Here's the answer from James King.
The bit about whether the Czech national airline go to Miami or not, I've got to confess, I don't know. But it was shot at Prague Airport.
Thank you.
And yes, there's one, I think the Richard Branson's airline and CSA are the one...
Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
My favourite bit of Casino Royale is when he calls NHS Direct. That bit in the car. Have you seen that?
Yeah. What?
He calls NHS Direct. He feels a bit peaky. He's got chest pain, so he calls NHS Direct.
No, that's,
and they talk him through the whole procedure.
That's not
it's a brilliant service.
No, that's not NHS Direct. That's
it definitely
that's
is.
Not, that's his, that's
he calls up. It's a free. Must be a free phone number. He's on the phone for ages. And he's got the every car's got that stuff in it, I think. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, yeah. It's come as a standard.
Yeah.
Better an aircon.
The other bit that I really liked is when the building collapses.
Yeah.
They're going along with poles in the water, yeah? So the water's, what, 3 foot deep?
Yeah.
And a whole building collapses into it.
Very good point.
Amazing. Couldn't believe their luck.
That is shocking.
Yeah. An 8-story building into 6 foot of water. If Paul Daniels had done it, you'd be impressed.
That's true.
What animal, a film, though, isn't it?
What animal is knocked over in Misery was Carrie's question.
I think it's like a little China penguin that he knocks over and he puts it back, thinking she won't notice. She's a freak, though. She's a psycho. Of course she'll notice. She notices a thing.
There you go. Lovely. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. You asked him to name all the kids in The Sound of Music?
Sneezy, Dopey.
No, that's the Seven Dwarfs.
Well, I know Liesel. I remember Liesel. And I remember Friedrich, because Friedrich was played by the guy who later, when he was grown up, went on to...
Jimmy Corkill.
My favourite text so far says Jimmy Nail, who isn't JT. That's JN. That's a different list entirely.
Jimmy Nail's quality. Someone's texting it. Someone else had their Christmas party last night. So someone went, yeah, you know what, Jimmy Nail, that'll do.
I've got another one for
Julie
you.
Julie Cooper.
Julius Caesar.
The big JC. Julius Caesar. How do you spell Caesar?
Do you know, today's show is so random. It really is. I hope there's people still bloody listening.
Yeah, there'll be loads. It's Radio 1.
Yeah.
You'll be fine, don't worry. Don't panic.
Can you just text in, 811 number 9, are you still listening? Text yes if you are, and no if you're not. That'll be great. 811 number 9,
we're going to get a lot of those.
That'll be great. Let's see how many text messages come in.
You love the text, don't you? It's your best thing ever.
Do you know what?
I can't believe how many you get. When I used to do radio, we used to get 10.
Do you know what? Please, so I can show off to Jimmy Carr, can everyone just text in... yes or no to 811 number 9. That'd be great.
I'll tell you what, I wouldn't mind if people want to text in their favourite joke again. I'll see if it's changed from last year.
You gotta do that?
That'd be great, yeah.
Or we'll get everyone to email you yours later.
Okay,
before the end of the show.
Or come on the MySpace. Jimmy Carr Live MySpace. I'm loving the MySpace.
Really?
Oh, I love it, yeah. It's great.
I shut my account down.
Why'd you shut yours down?
There you go.
It's
look.
Friendly.
So that's here, look, here's the inbox. That's the inbox. And then there are all the text messages coming in. Jimmy now is in control of the text. He now reads what you send. 811 number 9. You can write something in your mobile phone and it will be read by the eyes of Jimmy Carr.
What, jingle.
What?
Jingle.
Go on.
Jimmy Connors.
Ah, the tennis dude.
Yeah.
with the lonely goat. Lay, lay, lay.
I like the fact you said the tennis dude, like he's writing the obituary for the star. Jimmy Connors, the tennis dude, passed away today.
Clarification, Jimmy.
Is he dead?
No.
Well, why did you just say he died?
No, that would be the obituary if he wrote it.
Don't say that if he's not dead.
No, he's fine.
All right. God, he had my heart going there.
Don't panic, he's fine.
Thank God for that.
He's on the seniors tour.
Yeah. What it up? Yo, yo, yeah, yo. What's your email, Jimmy?
My personal email.
Well, if people want to send in jokes to you.
People want to send them in. Stick them on MySpace, Jimmy Carr Live, MySpace. You get it through the website, jimmycarr.com.
There you go. Thank you, Jimmy.
I'm loving that. Thanks very much.
You're more than welcome.
Who's on next?
It's only Jo Wiley.
I can't believe our luck.
There she is, look, looking beautiful as ever.
Oh, she does look nice, doesn't she?
Yeah.
She's ironed her hair.
Right, we're back tomorrow. Have a great day. Lots of love. Goodbye.